A full disclosure. Jesus was a frank, forthright truth-teller. He gave a full disclosure of what it would cost to follow him. He was upfront with people. He understood that a genuine commitment can be made only if people know what it will cost them. This is why he told about the personal sacrifice required to be his disciple. He challenged them on the front end with the demands of discipleship. Tragically, many individuals today give no thought what it will cost them to follow Jesus. It should come as no surprise to any of us that difficulty always accompanies the gospel. Look at what it cost Jesus to purchase our salvation. It will come with a cost factor for all who receive it. There was a cross for Jesus. There will be a cross for us. We must never become disillusioned when we suffer for our loyalty to Christ. Nothing has failed. Sure, we want the benefits from being identified with Him. Certainly, we want the provision and protection He gives. But we must not fail to recognize what it costs to be His disciples. What is a disciple? At this point, an important question needs to be raised. What is a disciple? The word disciple is a term used 3 times by Jesus in these few verses. It is the last word in verses 26, 27, and 33. The full reality of becoming a disciple is the central thrust of this discourse. Jesus wanted his followers to be fully devoted disciples. Jesus was never interested in merely attracting curiosity seekers for numbers' sake. He did not want to gather people who were simply highly interested observers of his ministry. Rather, he demanded fully surrendered followers who submitted their entire beings to him. Before Jesus ascended back to heaven, he commanded his disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. In this charge, he stressed that he was seeking disciples, not empty decisions or passive spectators. It would not be until years later that the early disciples were first called Christians, Acts chapter 11, verse 26. Christian is the diminutive form for Christ, meaning a little Christ. It was a word first dredged up by the world as a term of derision, intended to mock the early believers. By this name, these initial followers of Christ were being belittled for their connection with a crucified Jew considered to be public enemy number one. But these first believers embraced this taunt of association with their master. They instead wore the name Christian as a badge of honor. However, during the earthly ministry of Christ, these early believers were first called disciples by Jesus himself. A genuine disciple was a true believer in Jesus Christ. Today, the term disciple has come to mean something else. Unfortunately, it has been stripped of its original meaning. Presently, the word has been downgraded to represent anyone who attends a small group Bible study or someone who has a higher level of commitment. But as it was used by Jesus, the word disciple meant an authentic believer who was soundly converted to him. Under the Master. Given the importance assigned to being a disciple, it is critical that we know what the word means. It comes from a Greek word, mathetes, which means a learner or pupil. It was one who sat under the direct instruction of a master teacher. In ancient times, a rabbi, meaning teacher, was often an itinerant instructor who was followed by a small band of disciples. These students embraced his teaching and emulated his life. The rabbi would give his philosophy on life and teach on a broad